A person's views on the subject of miracles will, for one thing, depend upon his views of the universe. If he believes that the laws of nature are self-existent and set in operation by chance, then, of course, they cannot change or be changed. They roll along on their pre-programmed course. But if we think of them as having been designed by God, then we must admit the possibility of their being altered on some special occasion. If God is God, then he can bring a change to the laws of nature if he so desires. This is Leroy Iam speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, miracles. We all know people who act in a certain way, but on special occasions change their behavior in a most amazing way. I know a college professor who was a very sedate, quiet, dignified man. In the classroom, in private discussions, or on social occasions, his actions are predictable. He never changes. Well, almost never. You should see him with his little granddaughter. He rolls on the floor with her, sings, makes funny faces to hear her laugh. His uniform behavior is altered on these special occasions. Think about that in relation to God and his universe. We cannot deny the fact that God could occasionally do something quite different with his universal laws if a situation arose that required it. So if on occasion he found it necessary to part the Red Sea, send the ravens to feed his discouraged prophet, to inspire faith in the heart of his timid servant by causing a fleece of wool to be damp with dew while all around was dry, he could do it. If he is God, it would be a simple matter for him. That's the heart of the matter concerning the miracles of Jesus. If he is God, he could perform miracles. The really amazing thing is that he didn't perform more of them. The first miracle of Jesus is recorded in the second chapter of John. Jesus turned water into wine. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Now think with me for a minute. What's so strange about water being changed to a form of grape juice? It's done every year all over the world. The rain falls from the sky, the vine drinks it up through the roots, and when it appears in the clusters, it is grape juice. If Jesus Christ, the Lord of the universe, wanted to speed up the process for this special occasion, he could do it, and did. When John the Baptist needed a word of encouragement while he languished in prison, Jesus reminded him of his miracles to bolster his faith. Here's the record. Now when John had heard, in the prison, the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Obviously, the question about the miracles of Jesus is not, are miracles possible, but, who is he? The Bible teaches that he is the God-man. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. As such, all things are possible to him, even miracles. May God bless you as you walk with a miracle-working God.